Art, what's the significance of this new deadline?
Well, it's just a way to force Sacramento to get its act together to make a substantive, organized offer. I don't think the Maloofs would have done this without the permission of the NBA. Now, the NBA is trying to stay hands off and say this is a discussion between businessmen. But I think the idea here is that the Sacramento people were going to have this together for the April 19th vote at the Board of Governors meeting in New York City. So this is just putting it a week earlier so the Maloofs actually can get their hands on it, see if it's legitimate, because to date, no one has disclosed anything in specific about the offer. Who's the majority owner? Who's going to be handling the arena? All of these things have been put together on the fly without any public documents released. So the NBA would have had to have demanded the same thing, but now they get to have the Maloofs play the bad guy by threatening Sacramento. Because 3 weeks earlier, David Stern was the bad guy threatening Sacramento by saying their offer was substantially at variance with the proposal by Chris Hansen from Seattle. So a second threat has been issued, and whether it, you know, has any meaning is hard to say right now, but the urgency is definitely upon Sacramento to get its act together.
Of course, you're mentioning David Stern, the NBA commissioner. There have been reports now that there's a bit of a rift between him and the league regarding this whole deal and how he seems to be favoring trying to keep the Kings in Sacramento.
This does seem to be an effort to make Sacramento come up with an offer that they can say yes to. And that would mean then saying no to Hansen. Because I really do think that Stern has an agenda to keep the team there, because moving it in his final year would be his seventh relocation, and this is not how he wants to go, is to alienate another market. The collective bargaining agreement that the NBA achieved after its lockout is so important to Stern because he thinks every team can break even in a couple, 3 years if they stay in place. That would be his best legacy, is to create a collective bargaining agreement that makes everybody break even or better. That would be a high achievement for a commissioner, and he wants to see the Kings be able to make it work in Sacramento more than he wants to please Seattle.
So expansion still seems to loom large over this whole battle.
Right. Even though the NBA has said, we're not going to do it, you know, we're not ready for it, but Stern has always couched it carefully. He said, right now, and right now meant the day he spoke it.
Right.
So I still think that expansion is a viable alternative, but Stern has to propose that, because what he's asking of the owners is to take a smaller slice of the pie by inviting a new team in. And the way he appeases them is by putting up an expansion fee to Hansen of probably $500 million or more. The equivalent that he would have paid the Maloof family for the Kings is what his expansion fee price probably would be for a new team. And I think Hansen ultimately would be open to it. He mentioned it in October about expansion, and he told Seattle this was going to be a 5 to 7 year process. Hansen's ready for it. Now, whether the consumer is ready for it, there's a whole lot of Seattle fans here who are very pumped up about having basketball this fall. Can they wait 2 years? I think they can, but they're not going to like it.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.